The following program's views, claims, and or representations may not necessarily reflect those of AM 1220 The Word or Salem Communications.
Hi, and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's toll free, 888-677-9673. Join the conversation live with Pastor Al. And now, here is your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis, and I'll be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220, The Word. Hope you'll be able to join in the conversation, perhaps even. We have our phone lines open. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, you can give us a call, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673, and glad to have you with us here this afternoon. Beautiful day out here in northeastern Ohio. I thoroughly enjoyed the drive up to the radio station today. The colors on the trees are just stupendous. One of my favorite times of the year. Just right now, it's not raining, and it's not so windy like it was yesterday, and there's a lot of leaves on the trees, and just about everything's changed color. That's going to change color, and so it's been pretty good out today. Been a beautiful day. Hope it'll be a nice weekend. You get out and enjoy some of God's creation. Let's open in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we want to thank you again for the opportunity to come before you right now. We just pray that you bless our program today. Help us, Lord, to be used to point somebody to Christ, to answer questions, Lord. Help you to realize that it makes sense to believe your word, because your word is reasonable. And it comes from an intelligent God who wants us to be able to know and understand you and your word. Father, we do pray you bless now and help us point people to Christ as their Savior today, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, good to have you with us again, as I said, and you're listening to Live with Pastor Al. I'm the host of the program, as well as pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. We meet at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road, and glad to have you with us. And you can give us a call, 888-677-9673. And we have Stephen in Cleveland, I believe, up right now. And Stephen, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Hi, great to have you today.
Great to be here.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Yes, I'm just curious about the end of Revelations, when they refer to Jesus as the Morning Star.
Are we talking the end of Revelation, you said?
Yes, sir.
All right, and referring to Jesus as, again, I missed that last part.
The Morning Star.
Oh, okay, where it says Jesus, the Morning Star, Revelation, is that chapter 21 or 22? Let's see here.
I believe it's 22, the last, like, verse 23 or 25, something like that.
Let's see, 22, and here at the end, there's, I know it's down here toward the end, there's 21 verses, yep. And let's see, it's got a little before the last verse, there it is, verse 16. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and offspring of David and the bright and morning star.
Yes, sir.
And, yes, go ahead.
The question that I have to that is, also the following one is referred to as that. How does that play out?
All right. Actually, that's a good question. And that, I believe, is that Isaiah 14, I think? Do you have that passage offhand? Let me get turned over there. And let me go over to Isaiah. And chapter 14 here, and in Isaiah chapter 14, and I'm reading from the King James Version of the Bible because that one correctly translates the Hebrew Masoretic text, which is what was always used by the Jewish people and the early church. And it says in Hebrew, in Isaiah 14, verse 12, "How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations?" And he's described here as the son of the morning, because the word for star is not there. He's described as, I think the word there for star would be, I think it's kokab or something to that effect. That's not in the Hebrew Masoretic text. The word there is halil or halel, something like that, which is like the shining one or something like that. And that's the only place it's used is okay, for the name Lucifer.
In Job, if we go to Job, it states that the angels came onto them, including the morning star, and it says Satan was.
Oh, let's get to the right spot here. Job chapter 1 or 2.
I believe it's 1.
Okay, chapter 1, verse number 7.
I believe it's 2, like in the first couple of verses, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's in verse number 7. It says, and the Lord said unto Satan, verse number 6, now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came among them. So Satan was there. He's one of the sons of God in the sense that's with a little S. He was one of the angels that was created by God, and that passage in Isaiah chapter 14 illustrates that as well, because that said that gives his sins his I wills that Satan said. And then in Ezekiel 28, I believe it is, where he's described as the anointed cherub which covereth, and his falls described there as well. But again, because I'm using a King James Version of the Bible, which faithfully translates accurately the Hebrew Masoretic text, there's no reference of the morning star there in Job 7, or 1 verse 7, 6 and 7.
In no verses in the Bible that he is referred to as the morning star?
Well, I don't know of any right off the top of my head. I know that in some modern translations, for instance, in Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12, they falsely call him the morning star. And if you're reading a translation that in Job 1 and verse 6, it says referring to him as the morning star, that would be another inaccurate translation. So I can't vouch for the modern translations. But off the top of my head, I'm not really familiar with a passage that refers to him as the morning star or refers to the devil as the morning star.
Okay, well, thank you very, very much. That clarifies a lot for me.
All right, well, I appreciate that, I appreciate your call. If you've got a question about the Bible, you can give us a call, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And the only time I think that the phrase the morning star is used in the Bible, if I'm not mistaken, is in the book of Revelation. And Revelation 22, verse 16, that we were just looking at, where Jesus is described as the bright and morning star. One other one I just found right here is Revelation chapter 2, and at the beginning of Revelation, in Revelation chapter 2, we have, and let me just read it right here, starting about verse number 25, I'm sorry, verse number 26, it says, and he that overcometh and keepeth my words unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. And this is Jesus talking here, and he says, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, as the vessels of potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father. And then he says in verse 28, and I will give him the morning star. And then he says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Our caller apparently was reading from one of the translations that mistranslates the Hebrew, or they perhaps are using a corrupted Hebrew text in the first place. I have to remember back in Genesis chapter 3, the first attack that the devil made was to say, yea, hath God said, and then after that, he's been doing that all throughout history, and in fact, in the early couple of centuries of after Christ, about the second century or so, I believe it was, a man by the name of Origen had inherited the school from Clement of Alexandria. And so Origen had this school in Alexandria, Egypt, and he he really despised a lot of basic Christian doctrines, and he, no pun intended, doctored a lot of the text at that time, and that passed down to another guy, which passed down to Eusebius, and Eusebius was a friend of Constantine, and when Constantine had decided that he wanted to embrace Christianity, he wanted, I think it was 70 Bibles that they wanted copied and spread out to the principal cities in the Eastern Roman Empire. And Eusebius is the one that he turned to. And of course, Eusebius used the altered texts that Origen had done. And so as a result, the texts that underline some of those Bibles, two of which survive today, the Vaticanus and the Sinaiticus, they have some of these alterations, some of these things that are left out, some of these things that have been changed or added. And that's perhaps where our previous caller was getting these statements about Satan being described as the morning star in the scriptures. So, but yeah, as far as I can find, Revelation chapter 2, verse 28, Revelation chapter 22, verse 16 would be the only references to the morning star. And Jesus in 2:28 describes or says he'll give the believer the morning star. Well, we do receive Christ, so I suppose you could reference him in that sense, but he certainly is described as the morning star in Revelation 22, verse 16. I know of no place in the scripture where Satan is. But at any rate, you're listening to Live with Pastor Al, and we've got another caller, so we'll move to our next caller. We have John in Cuyahoga Falls waiting, and John, you're on Live with Pastor Al.
Hi, Pastor Davis.
Hi.
Good to talk to you.
Yeah, good to have you on today.
I hate to be redundant, but I caught that other caller.
Yes, sir.
And called right away because, you know, I've got, like, different editions of the Bible here.
Mm-hmm.
But they're all King James. I even have an old Gideon's. And I've run into that several times and wondered about that because I have seen where Satan is called the Morning Star and also Jesus in a different passages. And I always wondered about that. I never understood it. But all my versions, all my editions are King James.
Well, let me ask you this. Would one of them happen to be the New King James?
No.
Okay.
No,
would one of them happen to be the New Scofield?
No, I have the New Scofield Study Bible, but I have not read that. I haven't gotten into it yet.
Well, the reason I ask that is the New Scofield has some alterations in it, and the New King James actually really was presented as a revision of the King James, but they actually used some of the underlying manuscripts of the other modern translations, and rather than the Hebrew Masoretic text and the Greek received text that underlies the King James. I've got two King James Bibles in front of me, and none of them have it, and I've got a couple King James Bibles at home. I've not seen those passages. I mean, if you've got one handy, I'd like to look at it, and we can discuss it.
Well, I have to find it. I mean, I don't have it, you know, right here.
Yeah, because I think there may be... There may be a passage that refers to Satan as son of the morning or something like that, possibly.
Yes.
But that's different than the morning star.
And the reason it struck was because when he was saying, the same thing happened to me. I saw it, and then I thought, well, wait a minute, this is confusing. You know, Satan is called that here. And then different places, Jesus is called that.
Yeah,
and I didn't understand it.
Yeah,
and like I said, they're all King James versions. They're all one of them is real old. It's like the binding is gone. In fact, in the back.
But that's really not going to matter that much because.
No, but I mean, it was like a free Bible, you know. Mm-hmm. I remember a guy.
I mean,
when I was 7 years old, I'm 65.
Yeah, that
going around the house and passing it.
I've got a King James Bible at home that was printed in like 1880 something, and
okay.
The closest it comes is Isaiah 14 verse 12, where we were at, where it said, "How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning?" It doesn't call him the morning star though. That was our previous caller's question.
Well,
son of the morning.
Hmm? Yeah. Maybe one says Son of the Morning and the other Son of the Morning Star. I don't know. Or the Morning Star.
Yeah, but, I was...
Honestly, you know, I've run across it in different versions of King James several times. And it always, I've always meant to ask somebody knowledgeable what's going on. You know, is that, you know, because I always thought King James was the most accurate, you know. So.
Well, yeah, actually, I'm trying to run through my concordance here. And the only time that Son of the Morning appears in the King James Version of the Bible is Isaiah 14:12. Now, see, what I do a lot of times sometimes is I'll remember things and I'll look for it in a concordance. I can't find it right away because I'm remembering it a little bit different than how it's actually written. And then when you find it, you go, oh, that's why I couldn't find it. But the phrase Son of the Morning is only one time in the King James Bible, and it wouldn't matter whether you had one published by, you know, World or by Cambridge or by you know, some other group. If it's a King James Bible,
right, yeah.
The text was settled you know, back in the 1600s, and
right.
You know, people talk about the revisions of the King James Bible, but they're really not revisions. The first couple editions that went out, you have to remember every letter, every punctuation point was set in place by hand, you know, little blocks of type. And so the first few editions, they corrected a lot of spelling errors and typos and things like that. And then there was also a change where they changed it from the more flowing, ornate script where, you know, where it has the S's that look kind of like big F's. And,
right,
and
yeah.
Then they changed it to a more Roman letter typeset, which made it easier to read. I think another one was they straightened out some of the standardized some of the spelling and things like that. But see, none of that is a revision. A revision, you have to actually change, you know, a substantial portion of the text and
the content,
and
yeah.
So if you had, you can get an older King James, for instance, like if you could ever seen one of the original ones. It is kind of hard to read because of, you know, those various styles, the way the letters were written in sort of that Gothic style, and it can be kind of hard for us to read. We're not used to that. But and then I think the addition of the chapter and verse numbers and all, I think might have been another one. But essentially the text is the same, and the actual phrase "Son of the Morning" is only there once, and yeah, Lucifer is referred to that, and he's also referred to as a son of God, and because he's created of God, and he was created as an angelic being. I personally think that Lucifer was the very first angel that God created. It seems to be that he was probably the greatest of the angels that he created. You know, we know that there's different orders of angels. Michael, the archangel, for instance, Gabriel was a messenger, and we know there's the angels, the four creatures or beasts that in Revelation 4 that surround the throne of God, saying, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty." And then there's the angels in the book of Revelation, you know, that sound the trumpets and pour out the vials. And so we have a variety of angels that are created. And so Son of God, in the sense as it refers to Lucifer, for instance, in Job chapter 1 and chapter 2, would refer to him as a created being, just in the sense that you and I are sons of God in the sense that God created us. And Son of the Morning, in reference to Lucifer, would you know, would be an indication of him being like what the New Testament calls him, an angel of light, because his covering was all manner of different types of gemstones, which you could imagine. He was called the anointed cherub, which covereth in Ezekiel, and I think personally, and this is just my personal opinion, I think he hovered over the throne of God and reflected God's the light of God in his glory. Because, you know, a gemstone, when it's a light is shined through it or on it, you know, it reflects and reflects or refracts the light, and it's very beautiful. And the beauty of the gemstone is when the light shines on it. And the devil was a shining angel before he fell, and so Lucifer refers to that Son of the Morning.
I've got my the Schofield. I told you
right.
I bought it, I haven't really gotten into it. I've read the introduction, which I found fascinating. It says Holy Bible, Red Letter Edition, Red Letter Concordance.
Right.
Then it says Old Schofield Study System, KJV, Oxford.
Right.
So that's the one I got. I haven't gotten into it at all. I intend to. I've always wanted one, and I finally broke down and bought one.
Yeah.
And so this one I bought that I haven't used yet is the Old Schofield Study System.
Right. And like I said, there's a new Schofield Bible out there. I was never a huge Schofield study Bible fan myself, and that just refers to Schofield was the guy that wrote the study notes that was in it. Some people really like them. I found some others that have been better for my own study. I remember using a Cambridge Bible some years ago, probably about 20 years ago. I use a Cambridge Bible quite a lot because I like the chain references. I'm sorry, Thompson's Chain Reference Bible, and I think it was a Cambridge published it, but it was a Thompson's Chain, and it had tremendous linkage, you know, of a lot of things. But again, with any study Bible, you have to remember all the notes, you know, were added, you know, by the guy that's
writing it, yeah.
Named on there they're man's notes. Just like another example of how you can see man's notes in the Bible is if you read through the book of Psalms and you see the headings, you know, at some of the Psalms, headings some people think are scripture, but they're not. They were the headings that the Jewish people added, to describe some of the Psalms. So they're in effect notes that the Jewish people put in. So
I think that's true of at least all the Old Testament, or even the New, where they were all done on scrolls, and often just in continuous, sometimes without punctuation. Isn't that right?
Oh yeah, all of the Bible essentially was done pretty much continuous. In like you said, the Old Testament in particular, in the Hebrew, they did not have punctuation like we have punctuation today. The Greek New Testament obviously had a little bit more of that, but In the Old Testament, the text itself, though, you know, all Scripture, Jesus said, it was given by inspiration of God, and
right.
Paul said, writing to Timothy, is given by inspiration of God, and Peter even wrote that, holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. So, you know, the words come from God, and then God, of course, promised to preserve them, and you know, that is a thing that comes up from time to time. With some of these newer versions, some of them out there, for instance, the Living Bible and some similar ones along that vein are presented as translations, but they're really not. They're paraphrases. And as such, they're really a man's paraphrase of the Bible. And, you know, but a lot of people take something like the Living Bible and they view it as is the
scripture.
Same as scripture, right? But it's really paraphrase. And that's what, you know, we do to a certain extent, you know, when we're talking about the Bible, when we try to bring out what's in it. But I would never present my opinion, my thoughts of what I believe a certain passage says as the scripture. And if I wanted to reword a passage to help bring out some of the meaning, I would never want to portray that as my reworded portion of it as scripture. And that's kind of the danger of some of them.
I think some of the newer editions or versions are, they have an agenda.
Absolutely.
That I've tried to avoid, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And for instance, even the New International Version, their purpose was to sacrifice, they even admitted it, they wanted to sacrifice accuracy in regards to readability, and they were willing to do that,
or for political correctness.
Yeah, and that happens a lot too. And there are some, you know, like the gender neutral Bible that's out now.
Right,
same thing. I hear music coming up, and I realize we're about out of time here. I appreciate that. I appreciate the call. That's why we try to do a live program where people can call in. And so I appreciate your call there, John, and hope you'll give us a call again maybe next week or perhaps Sunday night or something. And
I might call you Sunday because I wanted to ask you something about the devil.
All right. Well, we've got an hour on Sunday night. So
I think,
All right. Well, out of time here today. Thanks for the call. Appreciate that. And, of course, you've been listening to Live with Pastor Al, and invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church. We're also brought to you, of course, by Frank's Antiques in North Royalton. Frank's Antiques in North Royalton is located at 6668 Royalton Road. And check them out. And good night. God bless. Have a great weekend.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. Pastor Al Davis is the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. You can contact Pastor Al by calling 330-659-6561 or by writing Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. You can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Pastor Al invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday night at 6. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, located at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express from 7 to 9. You can learn more about Pastor Al and the Bible Baptist Church online at bbc.maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation with Pastor Al this Sunday night at 11 and again next Friday afternoon at 1:30 on AM 1220, The Word.
Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.
The preceding program's views, claims, and/or representations may not have necessarily reflected those of AM 1220, The Word, or Salem Communications.